I was thinking that every U.S. administration does its best to master the art of spin, political spin, or half-truths. But Trump, Trump has taken the art of misinformation to new heights, probably all-time heights, and it's only been not even 2 weeks or so. This was on full display in the aftermath of Trump's first authorized covert counterterrorism raid, where members of the Navy's elite SEAL Team 6, these are the most expensive soldiers, the finest soldiers America has, they joined commandos from the United Arab Emirates to raid a Yemeni village where members of Al-Qaeda were targeted. Jeremy Scahill, who's co-founder of The Intercept, put it this way during a February 3rd segment during Democracy Now!, and we link to this Democracy Now! Segment at the Tangents homepage and on the playlist. He said, quote, "Let's be clear here. Donald Trump's administration will lie about aerial photos from his inauguration and what they show. You think they're going to tell the truth about the details of a covert raid in Yemen that killed women and children and got a U.S. Navy SEAL killed?" Unquote. And indeed, in the immediate aftermath of that raid, the Pentagon claimed it was a total success and there were no civilians killed. Oops. And then after initially denying there were any civilian casualties, Pentagon officials backtracked after reports from the Yemeni authorities and grisly photographs of bloody children who were killed in the attack appeared on social media sites affiliated with Al-Qaeda's branch in Yemen known as AQAP. A Yemeni official said that at least 8 women and 7 children aged 3 to 13 were killed in the raid. It's unclear how many women may have been combatants. Amy Goodman of Democracy Now! Reported that a newborn baby was among the dead as well. 8-year-old Nawar al-Awlaki was apparently shot in the neck and left for 2 hours as the commandos evidently just allowed her to bleed to death. Nawa al-Awlaki is the daughter of the U.S.-born cleric Anwar al-Awlaki, who was killed in Yemen by a U.S. drone strike in 2011. He was also an American citizen. She is the second child of Anwar al-Awlaki to be killed by the United States in Yemen. Her brother, 16 years old, an American citizen, Abdul Rahman al-Awlaki, was killed in a U.S. drone strike in 2011. The U.S. suffered one death, William Ryan Owens, a veteran member of SEAL Team 6. The death toll varies according to what you want to believe, the various sources, with the Pentagon saying 14 so-called militants died, along with, quote, numerous, unquote, civilians. Various Yemeni sources say the body count of combatants and civilians is as high as 59. And the U.S. also lost an expensive item, $75 million MV-22 Osprey aircraft, which crashed during landing in Yemen, injuring several SEALs, including one, severely. After the Pentagon acknowledged that numerous civilians, including children, died, Trump's mouthpiece, Sean Spicer, still trumpeted the raid in these words just 2 days ago on Thursday. Quote, "I think when you look at the totality of what was gained to prevent the future loss of life here in America and against our people and our institutions and probably throughout the world in terms of what some of these individuals could have done, I think it is a successful operation by all standards. All standards." Jeremy Scahill begs to differ. Quoting him from the February 3rd Democracy Now, quote, "It's never a success when you have eight-year-olds and infants being killed, or when you have, you know, Navy SEALs being sent on missions that are not really about the defense of the United States. The idea that they were senior figures within Al-Qaeda is just a joke, and a sick one at that, to anyone who actually knows about the inner workings and the structure of Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula." Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, again, acronym AQAP. Again, continuing Jeremy Scahill, "Let's remember that AQAP has long since been incapable of organizing any kind of threat to the United States or U.S. interests, and their primary war right now, ironically, is against the same forces that the Trump administration claims are Iranian proxies, the Al-Houthi militias and leaders inside of Yemen," unquote. Keep in mind, Trump's attack is nothing new. As Scahill describes, quote, "The Obama administration mercilessly pounded Yemen with bombs since December of 2009, when they launched a cluster bomb attack that killed 36 women and children in the village of Al-Majalla, then repeatedly drone-struck Yemen, and then more recently provided the Saudis with cluster bombs and other munitions, aircraft, to engage in their total destruction, scorched earth campaign inside of Yemen, and also refueling the planes that the Saudis have been using to pummel Yemen," unquote. Per population, the carnage in Yemen has killed and injured more civilians than even in Syria. This humanitarian catastrophe has driven locals to support AQAP, gaining more popularity and power than in its entire 20-year existence in Yemen. AQAP uses a different strategy than ISIS. Elizabeth Kendall, a Yemen scholar at Oxford University, called Al-Qaeda's strategy in Yemen, quote, "a Robin Hood strategy." In areas that AQAP used to control during this horrific civil war, they controlled security, provided electricity, paved new roads, gave free medical supplies, cleaned the city, and relieved citizens from paying taxes. The International Crisis Group, the ICG, stated in a report this past Thursday, and we linked to this Reuters story, quote, "The raid is a good example of what not to do," said ICG senior Arabian Peninsula analyst April Alley. She continued, "The use of U.S. troops and the high number of civilian casualties are deeply inflammatory and breed anti-American resentment across the Yemeni political spectrum that works to the advantage of AQAP," unquote. Karen Greenberg, director of Fordham University's Center for National Security, according to an NBC story that's also linked at the Tangents homepage and on the playlist, said the eight-year-old's death will be a boon to Al-Qaeda propagandists. Quote, "The perception will be that it's not enough to kill Al-Awlaki, that the U.S. had to kill the entire family," she said. Greenberg said the deaths of three Al-Awlaki family members will enhance the Al-Qaeda narrative. She noted that as part of propaganda efforts, terrorist groups have begun to circulate photographs of children reputedly killed by U.S. forces, photos of Nawar al-Awlaki alive, and then photo of this eight-year-old dead. These are already circulating widely in Arab media. The girl's grandfather, Nasser al-Awlaki, Yemen's former agriculture minister, told NBC News that he identified his granddaughter as the dead girl from a photo taken at the scene of the raid, and based on his description on what happened on conversations with what he characterized as Yemeni sources, he said, quote, "My granddaughter was staying for a while with her mother. So when the attack came, they were sitting in the house and a bullet struck her in her neck at 2:30 past midnight. Other children in the same house were killed." He said, the 8-year-old died 2 hours after being shot. Quote, "They," meaning the SEALs, "entered another house and killed everybody in it, including all the women. They burned the house," unquote. Fasil Mohammed, a government official whose 2 sons witnessed the attack, said the attack severely damaged a school, a health facility, and a mosque. U.S. military officials who spoke to Reuters on condition of anonymity said Trump approved his first covert counterterrorism operation, quote, "without sufficient intelligence, ground support, or adequate backup preparations," unquote. One of the 3 U.S. officials said on-the-ground surveillance of the compound was, quote, "minimal at best," unquote. And a senior U.S. military official added, quote, "almost everything went wrong," unquote. The raid also intended to capture valuable intelligence, specifically computer equipment, and Press Secretary Spicer did his best Trump imitation by boasting, quote, "we killed AQAP members and we gathered an unbelievable amount of intelligence that will prevent the potential deaths or attacks on American soil," unquote. No mention of the civilian deaths. No understanding of how this fuels anti-American sentiment. Pure self-denial at the thought that this is exactly what fuels recruits for Al-Qaeda and ISIS and ultimately makes America less safe. All the articles that helped me research this topic are always posted at the homepage, and then they get moved to the Gaza Corner archive where all of the audio and the stories are linked going back years. It's a great resource, I think, if you want to learn about various issues going on, particularly in the Middle East, the Gaza Corner archive at the Attangents website.